Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's great to have you with us. Stephanie Hobbs is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She is a PR expert. She's a vice president of communications for an organization called Yellow Pages Association. I'm going to get her to tell us what that means in a minute. And I know what Yellow Pages means, but what do you know what Yellow Pages Association is? We'll get her to tell us about that in a second. She's is an award-winning executive. She's served in a lot of different positions as a PR executive, and she's here to talk to us about a poll that they took, a marketing poll for small businesses, to find out what the heck's going on out there with small businesses. Stephanie, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm delighted to be with you and your audience. The Yellow Pages Association, as you know, has a lot of great members. We have over 440 members, but mostly we represent the publishers of the Yellow Pages.
Right.
And you know they work hand-in-hand with small business.
Right. Now, Yellow Pages, the phone book, I should say even, is going through some paradigm shifts right now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that. Tell us how you guys are dealing with all this.
Well, it's a transformational period for us, Jim. Frankly, we have tried to keep small business owners very close because they're our life's blood, and we try to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on for them, and we've been on the Internet since about 1995.
Wow.
And we've evolved, there's no doubt about it. We provide, of course, online Yellow Pages through, say, superpages.com or yellowpages.com. Mm-hmm. But also, we're the people who provide a lot of the Yellow Pages content for Google and Yahoo and the really big search engines. A lot of people don't know that. And
right.
So that's why
I'm glad to get that information out. But plus, you also print the books.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And since 8 out of 10 U.S. consumers still use the Yellow Pages, they remain a very vital part of how
I
small business owner can reach out.
I have mine right there handy by my desk.
Oh, I'd love to hear that, Jim.
Yeah,
I
use it locally because you know, if now, and I will tell you that if I'm out of town, I'll go on my BlackBerry and I'll do some kind of a search, because sometimes my BlackBerry is usually closer than the nearest Yellow Pages is.
But in all likelihood, if you're on your BlackBerry and going out through a search engine, you're probably getting Yellow Pages content.
Exactly. But I will tell you that when I go to a hotel, if I'm in my hotel room, I often just go to the drawer and pull out the Yellow Pages and look for the restaurant or whatever I'm looking for.
Well, we're hoping you're finding that book in the hotel. If you don't, demand one.
Well, I don't think I've not found one. You just have to look in the drawers. They're usually in the bottom drawer of the nightstand or something like that. But so you guys did a. I'm glad to hear that you're adapting. And let's go ahead and follow that thought for a second. See, you're an example. Your industry is an example of having to deal with basically a paradigm shift. I mean, you began in the print world. And you've now had to evolve, as have newspapers, as have magazines. You've had to evolve into the online world and find a way to transition from one to the other without letting either one of them go.
That's exactly right, Jim. Frankly, according to Burrell's, we're doing the best job of transitioning, better than Yellow Pages.
Who's Burrell?
Burrell's is a rather large analyst group that takes a long look at advertising. And they say we're doing better than magazines and better than newspapers at making the shift. But we have 130 years of relationships.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's what makes us different. We have feet on the street, as we call them. We have salespeople that walk into small business every single day of the week.
Yep.
And so they're watching small business. And what we found is that if you pay attention to your customers, and you know this, if you pay attention to your customers, you can make the shifts that need to be made. I mean, I've been reading your blog for the last few months.
Thank you. You're the one.
I'm the one. And maybe I'll comment so you know I'm there.
I appreciate that.
I'm what
that.
They call a lurker.
We like lurkers. That's all right. Go ahead and leave a comment, though. Go ahead.
You are right on the money when you talk about your blog yesterday. The next phone call could provide valuable information.
Mm-hmm.
We say the next phone call could be your next customer. And so if you're using the Yellow Pages in any of its formats, online, mobile, we even have streaming video these days. We have consumer reviews. We are changing with the customers.
Well, that's that right there. Say that again. Folks, this is, you're going to need to write this down. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead. Say that last time.
We are changing with the customers. We are out there looking at what they want, customer reviews of their businesses.
It's the golden rule. It's what you just said is the golden rule in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the classic golden rule for try to treat people. But in the marketplace, the golden rule is he who has the gold makes the rules. And we all know who has the gold, right, Stephanie?
That's right. Get that customer in there.
Customer.
Our customers, we know from our overall, we do a lot of research at the Yellow Pages Association, and we know that 86% of the people who consult the Yellow Pages, whether regardless of the format, end up making a purchase. There aren't many other advertising mediums that can say that.
Mm-hmm. So what did you find out in your marketing study? Let's keep talking about that. Give us some more stats on some of the things you found.
Well, we were somewhat surprised and yet maybe not so much. We conducted a survey of about 400 businesses, and to be fair, we did it both online and by phone. Mm-hmm. Because we know a lot of small businesses aren't online.
Is this a national? Was this a national?
Absolutely. Nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We used a very good group called Issues and Answers. They're a global marketing firm. And basically, what we were asking was, what's keeping you awake at night, and how do you get to your customers? I mean, that's mm-hmm. a simple way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, 60% of the small businesses, nearly 60%, have no outside help when it comes to marketing and advertising.
And I'm going to say that's low.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's conservative.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's conservative, but think about that. That means
60%
of the folks out there.
I would have said more like 80 or 90% maybe.
Well, you know, some people consider us to be their outside marketing consultants.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, but the fact is, think of all the things a small business owner has to do during the day. Unfortunately, advertising and marketing sometimes drops all the way off the list.
And also, we neglect it because we don't always budget for it, and we also aren't good at it. And actually may not know anybody who is.
Well, you do know somebody who is, because the Yellow Pages publishers have a nationwide direct sales team that calls on small business.
Right.
And they provide face-to-face marketing consultation. I guess part of the problem right now, too, is in this really unsettled period, shall we call it, is an awful lot of people are jettisoning any kind of marketing program because they think they can save money.
That's called a death wish.
Oh, indeed.
In
it breaks my heart.
That's
it
called
breaks
a death
my
wish.
Heart.
Well, that's what I've been saying for a long time. If you stop your marketing, folks, you're basically saying, you know, I've given up. Go ahead and put me out of my misery. I'm like the goose for Thanksgiving. I'm done. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with our new friend Stephanie Hobbs, VP of Communications for Yellow Pages Association. Stay with us. Only back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. My blog is there. You can find my knowledge base. AskJim.biz is there. You can listen to archives and read articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. If you've got 5 seconds, we have something for you right there on the homepage. If you've got 60 seconds, we've got something you can read in a minute. We've got something you can listen to in a minute. If you got 3 minutes, we got something you can read in 3 minutes. If you got time to listen a little longer, we got about 6,000, literally, folks, 6,000 interviews with people like our new friend Stephanie Hobbs, who's with us right now. These kinds of discussions that you can hear the wisdom of these of our Brain Trust members, which by now is numbering about 1,500 folks, by the way. So check that out, folks, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You'll find something that'll help you there. Stephanie, as I said, Stephanie is VP of Communications for Yellow Pages Association. And Stephanie, tell us a little about who you represent, and of course we know about your product, and we use it all the time.
YPAssociation.org talks a little bit about who we are, what we do. We have something called buyyellow.com, which is a great thing for potential advertisers to learn a little bit about advertising across the board, and specifically, of course, Yellow Pages.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow Pages print, internet, and wireless. We're mobile these days. Also, a little bit about our environmental efforts for those who are concerned about, you know, the environment.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we have a blog where
it's a new blog, isn't it?
It's a new blog. We launched it just a few months ago.
Good for you.
And I'm there. My boss is there. And some of the other folks at the association are there talking about the various things that are going on in the industry and in the advertising industry as well. Not just Yellow Pages. You know.
But it's not all about you. It's about us, too. Right? I mean, there are things there that will benefit us when we get there.
Exactly. Right now, there's a little bit of a blip there by our research director, Larry Small, advertising in recession, what can stay and what can go. You know, that type of thing. I mean, we're all so very concerned about money right now, Jim.
Yep.
And as we went to the break, we were talking about how heartbreaking it is when small business decides, oh, well, I'll get rid of my advertising. We have over 30 years of research that demonstrates that if you stay in the game during a recession, when you come out of the recession, you not only retained your customer base, but you've also expanded into new customers. And that's the name of the game.
Well, if other people are doing this, folks, you don't want to be doing it, because if other people are falling by the wayside, you got an opportunity to stand out.
You want to be front
right
and center
now.
At this point.
You could actually have more visibility now than when things were rocking and rolling.
Well, and Jim, in the Yellow Pages, we are pretty much driven by what we call life events. Life events like births, pardon me, deaths, you know,
yep.
divorces,
yep.
but
yep.
weddings. Kids are still graduating from college and moving
That's
out.
That's right.
All of those things drive usage of the Yellow Pages, and none of those things stop when things are bad. They continue.
Right. Valentine's Day, don't forget that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's been a lot of, oh, they're not ordering a lot of flowers. No, people are becoming more creative this time through.
Yeah.
If I can't order that $85 dozen roses, what can I do to make my sweetheart happy?
Right.
And that's where our Yellow Pages ad comes in handy.
That's what my sweetheart is thinking right now. What can I do to make my sweetheart happy? Hey, listen, now that's ypassociation.org.
org.
All right. So check that out. What else did you learn in this survey that you took?
Well, you know, what we found is so many small businesses that do advertise and manage it on their own are having a hard time finding a way to measure it. Mm-hmm. They don't know for sure what their success rate is. And so some of them are depending, about 44% look at return on investment, which is, frankly, one of the best ways to look at it.
Of course.
For every dollar I spend, what am I getting? How many customers came through the door?
It's amazing to me, Stephanie, how many people will run an ad somewhere, and when the phone rings, they won't instruct the receptionist to ask, how did you find us?
I know.
That's the simplest. You know, that's as low-tech as it gets, but it's maybe one of the most effective ways of seeing how your marketing advertising budget is working.
Well, we also have what we call metered ads in the Yellow Pages industry,
yeah.
which means you get a special phone number. If that phone number rings, you know it came from your
mm-hmm.
Yellow Pages ad. You don't even have to ask. But that's a really quick way to find out where your customers are coming from. When they come through the door, as you ring up that sale, how'd you find us?
Right.
Who told you about us?
Heard you on the radio, read about it in the newspaper, saw it in the Yellow Pages, whatever it might be.
And what we love about radio, Jim, is that we know that if you're using radio, Yellow Pages extends your radio buy.
Right.
So that we hear you on the radio, then we go looking for you in the Yellow Pages. You can cement that relationship by your Yellow Pages ad.
I knew I was going to like you for some reason, Stephanie.
Well, what it comes down to is giving the customers what they need. You know, I bet you I've met with over 10,000 advertisers in the last 15 years. So I've heard a lot of anecdotal,
mm-hmm.
really strong information. And what they'll say to me every now and then is, my ad doesn't work. And I'll say, well, if your ad doesn't work, we need to take a look at it. It's got the wrong stuff in it, probably.
Right, too busy.
And that's
probably
another thing we can help with. We'll help you redesign your ad so it does work.
So it's not too cluttered.
Not too cluttered.
White space is good, isn't it?
White space is good because then the space you're using is giving the information they need.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to see a picture of, you know, my grandson in the Yellow Pages, but that isn't going to sell anything, you know? What sells something, what gets the customer through the door is, what time are you open? What credit cards do you take? Where are you located?
Stephanie, I can't believe you said that. Because
either
one of my three grandsons would sell like crazy, and I bet yours would too. Hey, Stephanie, I got to wrap it up. Give us that website one more time.
The website is ypassociation.org. It's the Yellow Pages Association.
Folks, check that out. They got some good stuff there. They're ramping up for you, and I hope you use it to your advantage. Stephanie, will you come back another day? You got a lot more to teach us.
Anytime you need me.
We'll have you back real soon. Stephanie Hobbs, ladies and gentlemen, ypassociation.org. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be right back with Mike Menzies.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.